Good morning, everybody. We are live today. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Happy... I almost said happy January. It's not January yet. Happy December 29th. Happy Monday. At 10:03 a.m. here on the West Coast in California, where I am. And I hope that everyone, wherever you are, is having a happy morning. And I am live today on the 29th. And I promised you I would be, and here I am. So, I was listening to Mark's show this morning, which was also live. And then, Kat did a recording right after Mark, right before me, my show. And which she has, I do not blame her one bit. I'm actually shocked that she took time off, because that woman never rests. It's like a cat. She's not even a Capricorn. I think she has Capricorn somewhere in her chart, but I forget where. We were talking about it. And, but she just works and works and works. She works like a Capricorn, honestly. Capricorns have a thing about work. We like working because, one, we like to have financial security, and we also like to feel productive. So I, as a Capricorn, don't work as much as I used to, and I now work differently than I used to, because I am also a human design projector, and what that means is I need a lot of rest. I really do. And I'm working on about 10 hours of sleep over the last 2 days, which was not intentional, but it happens. So my body, for various reasons, has just been waking me up way too early. And it's partially my own doing, because I end up going to bed too late. And then my body just wants to wake up at the same time it usually does. So it doesn't necessarily always sleep in. But everyone's body is different. So I really need to be more mindful of getting to bed a little bit earlier. And I do my best. But it doesn't always work, because, I don't know, that's just the way I am. I start to wake up a little later in the day for some strange reason. I am not really a morning person, considering... that I do this radio show at 10 a.m. That's actually early for me to be engaging with people. It just is, because usually this time of the morning, if I'm not doing my radio show, I am by myself. I am, kind of just gearing up for the day and waking up. And not really, not that I'm not engaging. I'm not talking. That's what I really should say. I don't talk a lot, because it's brain work, and I like to let my brain come online and have things unfold sort of naturally in the morning. It's just the way I work. But sometimes, I can rally, and I do need a lot of sleep though, and I need to get more. But yesterday was my birthday, and I still didn't get enough sleep, but that's all right. What do I want to tell you guys today? God, I'm going in a million different directions, because that's how I feel right now. I'm going to tell you how to get over to the Facebook page in case you want to talk to me, which I hope you do. Go to 12radio.com on your device or your computer. And that will bring you to a page with some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So just hit chat, and that'll take you into our Facebook page. If you've never been here before, you can just join the group, and you'll be let in. And once you are, you can scroll down, and you can see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. Now, why, you say, would you want to do that? Why would you want to be in a chat room, and why would you want to talk to me? Well, there are many reasons. One, because I would love to help you if you need help, or simply connect with you if you would like some connection. I am a spiritual psychology practitioner, and that is everything it sounds like. It involves spirituality and psychology. And what I do is help you with your problems, offer guidance. As I said before, I'm also a human design projector. And as a projector, we are natural guides. So if you offer me an invitation to help you, I will do my best to answer any questions that you may have. Excuse me one sec. Like I was saying, I will do my best to answer your questions and help you and give you guidance in whatever area might be required or desired. So right now, over in the Facebook chat, I see Rob. Hey, Rob. Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm looking at your question. Will last week's show be added to the archive show list soon? I'm surprised it's not already there. Okay. Serena is answering your question. So, okay. Yeah, she says it should be right at the top now. I'm glad you asked. See? Ask and you shall receive. I love that. Thank you, Rob, for bringing that up. I really appreciate it. And Serena does as well. You know, we're human. We sometimes make mistakes and forget things, and that's okay. And then we get reminded, and then we can fix it. So it's good. Yeah. Thank you, Serena, for the quick reply. Yeah, good. I'm glad you noticed that. I'm glad you noticed it. I think I probably would have noticed it. I think I did notice it, actually, this week. But I figured, you know, Serena, obviously having a small child, has her hands full, and she would get it up, you know, whenever she got around to it. And but I'm glad you asked. Because, yeah, I probably would have asked, but that was my thinking. Anyway, Edward is here. Hey, Edward. Good to see you here. He says, blessed morning, Lori. And Rob says, dance and sleep, the gospel according to Lori. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Dancing and sleeping is my life. And working. I do like to help you guys, you know. But that is how I spend the majority of my time. Dancing, sleeping, and helping all of you. Because, you know, my clients are very important to me. And I'm a Capricorn, and I was telling Mark on his show this morning, and I've just been telling all of you that, yes, Capricorns enjoy working, although I do it differently now than I did. Because I used to love what I do, but I used to get more out of it for, you know, different reasons. I really just loved making money, quite frankly. I felt productive, and I loved having the security of lots of dollars in my bank account. That is actually very fun for me. I like making money. I do. And I like knowing that what I'm doing is valuable. I don't necessarily like money for the sake of just having it, you know, although that's not bad either. But I like it for the right reasons. I like to feel. I like to feel like I'm doing a good service for someone. I like to feel like I'm providing value. And I also like to feel that my energy is appreciated, because when I, my clientele pays a pretty penny for my services. My sessions are not inexpensive. And I don't do that to be elitist or anything like that. But I do kind of do it because my energy is sort of rare. And it is somewhat exclusive to be a client of mine. I don't work with a lot of people at once. I work with a few people, tops. You know, like a handful of people at most. And I focus, I place my projector penetrating focus on you. If you were my client, you are getting all my attention in that moment. And the energy of a projector who is very aligned with who she is and her purpose and her reasons for doing what she does, which is basically describing me and what I do and who I am. When you get that, when you get the benefit of my attention, you feel it and it changes you and it changes your life and it helps you transform your life. And it's kind of hard to describe until you experience it. But if you experience my energy, you probably know what I'm talking about. I would venture to say that you definitely do. Because if you are a client of mine and you have, excuse me, sorry, my throat. If you are the focus of my attention, you know how good it feels. And you know how much you're benefiting by it. And you can see and feel the changes that are happening in your life because of the fact that you chose to invite me in. And when I get invited in by someone to work with them, it makes me happy. It makes them happy. And that's the whole point of work for me. Work to me should be something that everyone's benefiting from. Everyone is, you know, it's pleasurable, but maybe not in some moments, but ultimately it's beneficial and pleasurable and should feel good. Ultimately, pleasure doesn't always feel pleasurable in the moment, because sometimes if I have to, excuse me, one sec. If I have to give a client a little bit of tough love, and I was talking about this last week, it may not feel super great in the moment, but you know that I am doing what I'm doing and offering you information that you can really use and that's really important for you to know, even if it doesn't feel good in the moment. You know that if you take this and you use it to help you shift and transform things in your life, that ultimately is going to help you, and you're going to feel much better later down the road, maybe not in this very moment. And then there are other things I can give you to help you feel better in this moment, like tools that you can use. So it's a combination of all of that that makes me say what I say about the fact that I love to work. I don't love to exhaust myself, because as a projector, that would be a bad idea. I have a very limited amount of energy. And when I need to recharge, you know, I need to recharge. I'm pretty much done and there's no more energy left. I have to recharge and sleep. But when I'm geared up to work and to provide guidance, because that is the bulk of what I do for work, I guide and I allow my energy to help you shift, then I enjoy receiving, because receiving is an art. I enjoy receiving the benefits of my output. And for me, that's being paid well. So I will never be ashamed of that. I'm actually quite happy about it. I know that if someone is paying me well, then they are benefiting. I know that. And I know that I actually can't give someone the benefit and the value of my guidance without having them value it back by paying for it. It doesn't work any other way for a projector. Projector's energy is very specific in that anywhere you read about projectors, you will hear that a projector's energy can't just go any which way, because that is really bad for the projector, because it depletes us really fast. There has to be balance, and there has to be, basically, we have to get paid in some way for what we are putting out and giving. And that sounds kind of funny to say that in, you know, the way that most of us have been brought up. It's like, no, give selflessly. Just give, and, you know, don't worry about receiving. That's actually not a healthy dynamic for anyone, much less a projector. Giving is great, and giving because it feels good is wonderful. But giving to the point of depletion, which is what it would be if a projector simply gave and gave with no remuneration, would be really detrimental, and is really detrimental, because there has to be value given both ways. There just does. It's balance, like I said. But this is why I am who I am. Because this is what happens when you get into alignment with who you really are. You know how you operate, you know why, and you know what serves you, and you also know what doesn't serve you. I have experienced some pretty interesting things recently. I want to say there have been times that I have noticed I have had pain in my body, and I had no explanation for it. Excuse me. There was no explanation for, you know, certain pains I was having, certain areas of my body. And then I realized that once a certain person, you know, or people, once I got rid of that person in my life, the pain went away and never came back. And it's very specific to the part of the body that correlates with the emotion that I had been dealing with said person. Because as I learned in my medical mediumship courses with Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, different parts of the body and different illnesses in different parts of the body correlate to different emotional causes for the illness. And I don't have my chart in front of me, and I don't think I can pull it up easily because I'd have to go look for it. But, you know, if you get a pain in your chest, for instance, that means something very specific, and it could mean that you're actually heartbroken because of what someone did. Not literally, obviously. Well, sometimes literally, actually. People do. There is such a thing as broken heart syndrome, right? And that is a physical issue. So yes, I take that back. It's not just figurative. It can be very literal, because emotions cause illness if they are not worked through, and if they are not allowed to move through the body and out of the body. Sometimes they get stuck in the body. And that's what I noticed when, later in hindsight, I noticed, hey, now that person's not around anymore, I'm not in pain. So what that tells me is that person's energy wasn't good for me And I probably didn't know, I probably wasn't doing enough to release it. I was probably taking on more than I realized, because I've always thought that I was pretty good at releasing energy. But I feel, I can see now, and I can feel how I actually wasn't. And I was holding on to a lot of stuff that I didn't need to hold on to. And I was taking on other people's shit, basically, other people's emotions and other people's anxiety, anger, you know, negative emotion. I was taking it on as mine, and it wasn't mine to take on. And once I let it go completely, because that person was no longer in my life, the pain went away. And then I had to look and say, oh my gosh, that really happened. Because it did. And there was no other explanation. There just wasn't. And I made the connection, and it was definitely a resonant connection. So, yeah, it was something that I actually just recently realized. And it was quite amazing to me, because I deal with a lot of different people. And I happen to know that someone, oh gosh, probably 10 years ago, sorry, I had to shut my door because they're starting to make noise out there. Someone from 10 years ago who I dealt with, who was, I'm going to say, really had a lot of narcissistic qualities, narcissistic traits, because you don't want them. They're not good. And the damage that was done to my physical body by that person's treatment over a period of, oh gosh, probably half a decade at least, it affected my digestive system is what happened. Because I did go to an energy healer, and she saw it, and she was very good. And she told me I had this ugly brown sticky cord right in the middle of my solar plexus, and I knew immediately who that was from. And these are energetic cords. We develop energetic cords with anyone that we deal with, and it's really important to release those cords when the association is not a positive one. Like, you want to stay corded to people that you love and care about, obviously, but you don't want it to be an unhealthy connection. So you want to release what's not yours and, you know, keep the love. Keep the love, release the fear, basically. And there are ways of doing that. I'm one who does a lot of things energetically and through visualization. So I energetically would perhaps visualize, you know, pulling the cord out of my body. And if the issue still sticks around after that, then there are other ways, other things that need to be looked at that can help you address it. And sometimes, you know, things like, for instance, my digestive issues that I've had for a few years, quite a few years, sometimes it seems like they're a mystery, and you think you've tried just about everything and nothing's really worked. And sometimes I want to say that when you can't figure it out, maybe you're just meant to learn how to shift from fear to love around it, and just acknowledge it, you know, ask it what it's there to teach you, and kind of go with it. Because if you can't change it, there's no use in resisting. Because believe me, I've done a lot of things to heal this, and I feel like it's something, it's one of those things that takes time. And I have to be okay with that because obviously it is here in my present experience. And I don't know that there's a lot I can do to change it in this moment. I feel like there are things I am doing that have allowed me to cope with it better, which is actually very positive. So basically, we do what we know we can do. We do what we can do, and we try our best. And we leave the rest up to God because we don't actually know what's happening. I don't know. I don't know why it isn't going away. I mean, maybe there's an avenue that I haven't explored yet that will be presented to me. And maybe that avenue will take me into, you know, the greatest blessings of my life. And in that case, do I really want to get rid of it now? No, I'll put up with it for a while if it's going to take me to the best possible place for my highest good, which I have a hunch that's what this is all about. Since many things in our lives work that way, you know, you sometimes have to do a little bit of a struggle and go through the thing in order to get to the blessing on the other side. It's weird how that works. Very weird and kind of annoying sometimes, but and deeply painful at other times. It's not funny. You know, it's just, and I'm not laughing at it. It's just, I'm kind of marveling really at the, what I want to say is the really wild and crazy way the universe works sometimes, you know, because something you would least expect would be in your best interest because it's causing you pain might actually be totally in your best interest because it's teaching you something, and it's probably something that you asked to learn in the first place before you came into this human body. So that's why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing, you know, because it's fun to have pain. It's not. Definitely not. But I mean, if you don't laugh, then maybe you'll cry. And who wants that necessarily? Crying is good. Sometimes I cry. Have cried, will cry again, you know? But I think that I really just laugh because it lets me feel how transient and temporary this life and everything that happens in it actually is. And as time passes, I realize that more and more. You have to do the best you can in every moment. And that can look different in every moment, depending on whether you've slept enough, whether you feel good or not, you know, whether you've eaten. It just depends. But we're always doing the best we can in any given moment, especially if we're really trying, you know? So that is all anyone can ever ask of us. You know, just do your best. Do the best you can. No one can ever ask more of you than that. That is what I always try to do. So let me go to the Facebook chat. I see all of you. Let's see. All right. I hate that it says most relevant and then it picks and chooses because you're all relevant. You're all very, very relevant. And I do not want to miss saying hello to any of you or miss your questions because I love answering questions. And if you have any, feel free to put them in the chat because I would love to answer. We have time. We have like almost a half an hour, maybe 20 minutes, but that's plenty. Yeah, ask me questions. I mean, if you're called, I would love to help you. Believe me, that's why I'm here. Okay. Hey, Edward. Yeah. I think I saw your comment earlier. Did I say hi to you before? Well, you just got said hi to again. Jean says, don't fall asleep on us. Any advice from Spirit? I think you just gave the advice from Spirit. The advice is don't fall asleep. No, I'm not going to fall asleep. I actually feel very energized, strangely enough. You know how sometimes you don't get enough sleep and yet you feel like full of energy? That's how I feel right now. But Spirit is totally here with me, in me, around me, as me. Spirit is me. I mean, I am Spirit. I can't disconnect. So Spirit is giving me the full benefit of the charge and energy of Spirit. So that is a good thing. Spirit has plugged in and has entered the chat. So we are all here with Spirit. And Spirit's running the show. I'm just the conduit, truly. And I love that. I really do. My advice, well, not my advice, but Spirit's advice through me, as the guide, the natural guide, is really just do your best. Like I was just saying, just do your best at whatever you're doing. Do the best you can. It doesn't have to be perfect. I mean, if you want to try and make it perfect, great, go for it. But don't kill yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Don't harm yourself. No one is perfect. Nothing has to be perfect. It just has to be your best. And if you're doing your best, darn it, then that's good enough. Because I think that when we try to do our best, we get better anyway, even without realizing it sometimes. I know that's what happened to me. I follow Spirit, I do my best, and Spirit shows me new ways and better ways, and opens doors that all I have to do is step through, and I receive a new psychic, energetic gift that I can use to benefit all of you as well as myself. It's pretty incredible, really. That's what's coming forth, Jean. Happy birthday, Tara. Yes, she says happy birthday to you and me and all the Capricorns. Happy birthday. I love Capricorn season. I just do. I really feel, if it's possible to feel even more Capricornian, I feel even more Capricornian in this season. And I love Capricorn energy. I do. There are a lot of people who say, you know, they actually hate Capricorns. We make a lot of people angry and we, you know, piss a lot of people off because we're so firmly rooted in who we are if we're aligned and if we're well aspected. If you have a Capricorn in your life, I'm going to tell you, you are friggin' lucky if they're well aspected, because they will be such a huge help in your life in the ways that they can be. They may not, you know, necessarily help you pack and move. Like, I won't do that because it's not my forte. But they will help you in many other ways. So don't poo-poo the Capricorns. Capricorns are awesome. Hey, Geraldine. She says, hi, Lori. Happy to be here and be with everyone again. It has been one heck of a year, but she says she's none the worse for wear. I'm really happy to hear that, Geraldine. Believe me, I'm sure you know that I was thinking about you because we chatted briefly yesterday. And I really was sending you light, and I'm still sending you light, and I'm happy to hear that, you know, you're none the worse for wear. That's, you know what, if that's what you can say, and that is the best thing for you and you can say that, then that's great. You know, if you're on the upswing, then really good for you. I'm so happy to hear that, honestly. Okay. Edward said, when you were mentioning pleasure that isn't immediate, is that like seeing the longer term results of a good deed? Yes, that's exactly it. It's like planting the seed. You plant the seed and you have to do some work when you're like gardening, right? That's actually a really good analogy, gardening. Because when you garden, maybe you like gardening and it's fun for you, but maybe you don't love, you know, when the dirt is a little hard and you have to really like, you know, put some elbow grease in it and that's hard and it makes you tired. You know, maybe that's the hard part of it. It's hard to do, but you know, you dig the dirt and you have to make everything a certain way and you have to prepare the soil and you do all that hard work and then you plant the seed. So you put in the hard work first because you know you're going to get a happy outcome later when the seed blooms into flowers or veggies or whatever you plant it. So yes, that's exactly what it is. It's seeing the longer term results of a good deed or something that you worked hard at. Like working hard and doing something that might not feel too good in order to receive something later that you know is going to make you infinitely more happy is exactly what I'm talking about. So yes. So if you, that doesn't mean that you should martyr yourself necessarily, but I happen to know that you, Edward, with your design, you take a lot of pleasure in kind of martyring yourself. You know, you put yourself in difficulty at your own expense for the benefit of others. And I know that that actually feeds you. I wouldn't tell too many people to do that, but I know your chart and I know your design and I know that that is actually very pleasurable for you. So for you, this is a perfect thing. You kind of get off on doing the hard thing because you know you're going to benefit from it later and you do. And you actually benefit from even the hard part. So it's a double bonus for you. But for most people, I would say, you know, yes, you do the thing you don't want to do, and that doesn't feel pleasurable at first, but later you reap the rewards. So yes, that's how it works. Geraldine says, so many endings in this nine year of endings. Anyone else? Yes, I can think of a couple for myself. I'm sure it is a year of endings, so I keep hearing, and you're not the first one I've heard that from, Geraldine. I know that people are definitely having endings, but where there's an ending, there's a new beginning, and that's what we have to remember. And I am fully aware that anything in my life that ends is always making room for something better. So I really don't place too much stock in things that have ended. Sometimes when things end, I can feel that they're going to circle back around and start up again. But even if they don't, I know that something better is going to take their place. So I try not to worry too much about things like that because I know those. I know that's how it works. I know those things always sort themselves out if you let them. Hey, Kat, my bestie. She's in the chat. All right, let me refresh the chat. I'm happy you're here, Kat. Thank you for making time for me, all of you. I really appreciate all of your presence here. Everyone who has decided to join me since I decided to be live today. I was kind of thinking about that when Kat told me that she, Cat, not my bestie Cat, but Psychic Cat, who is also a good friend. When Psychic Cat told me she wasn't going to do her show before mine, I was sort of wondering if anybody would show up. But I had a feeling you would be here, and you are. You're all here. And I love that. Oh, yay. Cat, you're off the wait list. I'm so glad. So my bestie Cat just texted me that she's off the wait list for our dance class tonight. So we will be dancing fools tonight, having a blast. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a busy day for me today. This is a lot more than I actually really usually do in one day. I'm doing my show now with all of you, which I love. At least I'm doing things that I love to do. I have a client this afternoon who I'm going to enjoy working with, and I'm going to go to the store and do a little shopping. Not a lot, just a little. But and then I have my dance class with my bestie and a bunch of other lovely people tonight. So yay. It is a good day. And I hope that it is a good day for all of you as well. Let me see if I have missed anyone and if I can help anyone with anything in the chat. But I hope that some of the things I've been saying are making sense for all of you. I kind of think they are. You guys get it. I know. I'm preaching to the choir. I know that. But I know that I can often just like drop a little helpful hint in for you guys. And, you know, you kind of run with it, which is great. And that's sort of what I'm here for. The projectors, you know, drop in knowledge, as they say, and I do what I can. And if I get something for you, I give it to you. And that's my gift for you. So is today your birthday, Tara? Is it today? When is it? Just out of curiosity, I'd like to know. And she says she'd love a message for her birthday. Yes, we have time for that. Let me go and grab my cards. Don't go away. I have to run in the other room, and I have my microphone connected, and I don't want to lift it out of its place because it's actually getting charged. So don't go away. I'm just going to be distant for a minute. Hold on. There, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm coming back. Okay, here I am. Yay. All right. Thank you for dealing with that very unprofessional moment of mine on the air. Okay. Okay. So this card that I'm going to pull is for Tara's birthday. All right. Well, Tara, I got the Angel of Joyfulness for you. Something wondrous and magical is about to happen. I opened it up and it was just staring me in the face. And I feel like that is definitely for you. What a great card. I have a tendency, even though I shuffle as well as I possibly can, I have a tendency to have the same cards come up often for people. And I think there's a reason for that. I really do. I think we're kind of all on the same wavelength for the most part, and I feel like the cards know that. Spirit does know that, because Spirit is the one who speaks through the cards, obviously. So the Angel of Joyfulness says something wondrous and magical is about to happen. Angel of... Where are you? There. Okay. This is a time to be joyful. Celebrate and appreciate all that you have achieved to date. Yeah, I think someone got this card last week. How funny. Look back on your life and give thanks for all your experiences. Even the setbacks that you have experienced in recent times have served you in some way, Tara. Something wonderful and magical is about to emerge as a result of a recent contact or experience that seemed rather meaningless at the time. The Angel of Joyfulness is here to tell you that you deserve to be and have all that your heart truly desires. And that your life is on the verge of a wondrous transformation. You deserve joy and happiness, for you are a blessed child of the universe. Joyfulness is a state of appreciation and love for the self and for all of life. Yet so often we are conditioned not to accept joy in our lives. Close your eyes right now and tell yourself that you deserve to be joyful and that you accept joy into your life from this moment on, regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in. And I want to say that I do feel that this card was definitely for you, Tara, and also for at least one other person listening right now. Because that's how it works. The cards are often for more than one person. So if you hear the message and feel it resonate in your body, then the card is probably for you as well. So you can claim that too, whoever you are. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you guys how much I love doing this. And we are upon the new year because today is the 29th. And in a few days, it's going to be 2026. And as I think back on all the things that I've experienced over the last few years, and, you know, even just the last year, I don't mean this in a trite way. I mean this in a very genuine way, but we have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be grateful for. And you know what you have to be grateful for, no matter what problems you might be having. Do yourself a favor. Don't focus on the problems as much as possible. Focus on the blessings, because what you focus on is going to bring you more of that. It just does. That's just the way it works. And sure, we'll get contrast. We'll get, you know, things to show us what we don't want, because that shows us what we actually do want. And that's okay. That's totally okay. It's just honing your desire to make it even better, so that when what you do want finally gets to you, it's going to blow your mind. And it's going to be even better than what you envisioned. That is basically always the way it's worked for me. When I realize a desire and it comes to fruition, I look at it and it never fails. I always think to myself, wow, this is even better than I thought it would be. And I love that. I really do. So let me go and refresh the Facebook chat. We have about 4 minutes. But I'm really looking forward to what 2026 brings, because I've been hearing a lot of astrology information and as a Capricorn, I know that there have been a lot of really big shifts recently. Pardon me. Not just for Capricorn, but for many different signs. And I just feel like if we stay in alignment, if we stay in a place of love and open-hearted, sorry, I have to burp. Excuse me. If we stay in that place of open-heartedness and just allowing, you know, what comes to be there, whether we like it or not in the moment, just allow it to be there and let it shift if it has to shift, because it will. I just feel like 2026 is one of the, is going to be the best year for us to actually truly learn this concept in our bodies, if we haven't already, that allowing what's happening and allowing, instead of resisting or pushing against, is what's going to shift the energy towards something that we actually do want. And it's going to feel like a miracle, because it is. You know, there is no order of miracles, big or small. It's just as easy to create a castle as it is to create a button. It just feels like it's harder because it's bigger and it's more important. Although, if you pop a button on your jeans, a button can be pretty important. If you don't have one. So, if you are creating castles or buttons, just know that the best way to do it is to be grateful for what you already have, and that'll bring you more. And whatever situation you're in, allow yourself to be with it as if you chose it, because you probably did. And it could be the vehicle to you getting the best gift of your life on the other side of it. And you wouldn't want those blessings to not show up. And you certainly wouldn't want them to take longer than they have to, because you didn't allow them to come in. That wouldn't be a good idea. So, the moral of the story and the motto for the new year is, always come from a place of love, not fear, because only love is real. Fear is an illusion. And whatever happens, get into acceptance and allow the energy to shift through spirit. And if you have to do something, you'll know. But if you can't control it, you can't control it. But don't resist it, because it is there for a reason. And often, the opportunity is sitting within the problem. And again, if that so-called problem is there so you can go through it and have it actually bring you out to a much better thing on the other side, I know you want that, because I know I do. But anyhow, I'm going to make way for Serena, because I believe that I know that she is coming up next. And I will be here with you next week, live, I am planning to be. So join me again next week when we can all get together again and share some energy and some words and, you know, some joy, hopefully. Happy New Year, everybody. Many, many blessings. I love you all so much. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Bye, everybody.